This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea is ramping up its rhetoric and talking of a new weapon amid a stalemate in negotiations. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is accusing the Trump administration of dragging its feet in negotiations. North Korea's state media says Kim declared at a Workers' Party conference that his country will not give up its security for economic benefits and will never denuclearize unless the United States discards what he calls its hostile policy. Kim also warns North Korea will soon show the world a new strategic weapon. Washington and Pyongyang have been at a standoff for months over exchanging sanctions relief and disarmament measures. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protesters have attacked the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Amid anger over U.S. airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia in Iraq, dozens of militiamen and supporters broke into the giant compound in an unprecedented attack, with American guards responding with tear gas. The State Department says all Americans are secure and there are no plans to evacuate the embassy. Two defense officials say a small number of Marines specially trained to protect diplomatic missions will go to Baghdad. President Trump is blaming Iran for the attack and calling for Iraqi forces to protect the embassy. The breach and the airstrikes represent a major downturn in U.S.-Iraqi relations. Baghdad has condemned the strikes, and its security forces made no effort to stop protesters marching to the embassy. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the U.S. The announcement comes a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest of a series of deadly assaults over the past week. This is VOA News. Iranian